Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as
welcome back.
Stand by.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. And it's just you and me, by the way. And I want to report to you about the survey, the recent survey that we took, that we asked you about. And we asked you this question, not this earlier on the website in the news that we said, as we contemplate U.S. Independence Day, this was just right after Independence Day, as we contemplate Independence Day, how do you feel about the future of America? And 8% of you said America's best days are still ahead. 8% said America's days are still behind us. How about that? And 76% said America is in trouble, but we still can turn it around. So only 8% of you said that you were optimistic about the future. By the way, 8% of you also said, never mind America, the whole world is going to hell. So I just thought that was an interesting survey response, that only 8% think that the best days are behind us, but also about the same number think that the best days are ahead. But the big group, 76%, says America's in trouble, but we can turn it around. Now that's such an American thing to say, right? We're so defiant Americans. We're not just, you know, we're not Pollyannas. We got too many bruises. We got too many scars. We've been through the mill. We've been through the gauntlet. We paid our dues. We've earned our bones here in America. So I'm not going to say that we're optimistic. Americans are so optimistic that we're so, we're Pollyannas, that we've got the can-do attitude. All those things are true. But when I see 76% say America's in trouble, but we still have time to turn it around, that I hear defiance in that. I hear a nation that's saying, you know, we've kind of run off the rails a little bit, and especially 8% saying that, less than 10% saying that our best days are ahead. But when given the opportunity to say, you know, could we turn it around? 76%, three-fourths of you said, yes, we can turn it around. That's more than optimism. That's defiance. And see, I think that's the kind of spirit, that's the kind of attitude that gives me hope for America. I mean, think about this, folks. There's a lot of bad things going on right now. Never mind the Iranian deal, which is a whole other topic. America pushing to take any kind of pressure off of Iran. In my opinion, that's got to be part of why some people are not optimistic about the future. When you think about, I mean, it's in the news, you can see it. When you think about the fact that we're taking some pressure off of this rogue nation that's demanding death to Israel and would love to destroy America, and have killed hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans with their terrorism activity. That's not good. We got our economy is still languishing. But folks, this is not me saying this. Obama administration this week downgraded the growth for 2015. They themselves downgraded growth from 3% in 2015 to 2% in 2015. That's President Obama's administration's own expectations for this year. So that's a string of 2 percenters, my friends, or less. So that means that when you consider that the economy really hasn't grown since 2006. Now think about that, folks. See, in 2007, we went into a recession, the end of 2007. I actually predicted that before, in the beginning of 2008, before we knew it, I said, I think we probably already are in the recession. That was in January of 2008, before the collapse. So if the last time the economy had any kind of significant growth, what we would consider acceptable, was 2016. This is 2006. This is 2015. What's that tell you? You've been hearing me say this. We're in a lost decade. In American terms, we're in a lost decade. We're not in a lost decade from European terms. This is European growth we're getting. But for America, it's unacceptable. And I think America needs leadership that shows that America is strong, is defiant, a leadership that's proud of America, that stands up for America. We need leadership that advocates for America. The leadership that advocates for Americans, all Americans. That's what we need. And I think when we get that, if and when we get that, then we'll turn things around. And I think the 76% will be correct. So stay defiant, America. Stay defiant. Don't just be optimistic. Don't just be Pollyannas. Stay defiant. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be defiant. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. New York's bad,
but it ain't. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.